Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Previously on Scott's Loose Lips. Yesterday, we had Jordan on. He was telling us about his mate, Rick. Now, they are good mates. But when, a while ago, Jordan first, Rick didn't believe him. So he asked the girl if it was true. And when Jordan's mum had a boob job...
Mum, when did you get your boobs done? Mum. Last year, about this time last year.
Rick told absolutely everybody about the boob job, including all the teachers at their school. So we got Jordan to ring up Rick, the gossip, and tell him some fake gossip.
You know Anna, don't you?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, well, she, like, came up to me and started getting a flirt and what have you. Kind of got off with each other.
Seriously?
Yeah, I know.
So Jordan says he got off with his mate's girlfriend, told Rick and said, do not tell anybody else. But would Rick be able to keep that to himself? Or will he just spit it all out like the blabbermouth that we think he was? So another mate, Adam, then calls up Rick and it really doesn't take him long at all.
I think something happened, you know. I don't know, I'm not supposed to say it.
Well, go on, Rick. Has he spoken to you about something?
Yeah, like, you'll probably find that anyway, so I'm not going to say it. But, Anna tried it on with him or something.
There it is. I just like this voice. I'm not supposed to say out, but here it is.
Go on, then, I'll tell you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, I can't work this out. Britney Spears has just been voted number 5 in... a poll of the unsexiest women in the whole world.
Really?
What? In the whole world?
No.
Number 5 is Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Number 4 is Madonna. Number 3 is... Oh, yeah. This is in Maxim magazine recently.
Right.
Number 3 is Sandra Oh. Oh.
Sandra Oh.
I think she might be in Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
She's the unsexy one in that.
Right.
Amy Winehouse... number 2.
Yeah.
And number 1 is Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Although, doesn't make any sense.
The Sarah Jessica Parker one is, actually.
Yeah. No, it's the unsexiest woman in the whole world.
I know they've missed off the cast of loose women. I know. But
I know you think she's a bit ropey, don't you, Sarah Jessica Parker?
I'm not a big fan. I think Maxim magazine have slagged me off this month, so I'm not a big fan of them.
Not in the whole world, though. That means Joe Wiley is sexier than Britney Spears. Official. If this is to be believed.
And the problem with that is what?
No,
Hang on. Are you saying Joe Wiley should have been somewhere between numbers 1 and 4?
Not at all.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
No, I'm not saying that.
It sounds completely like that.
No. I didn't mean that. That means, like, Laura, you are hotter than... than Madonna.
I don't think that's true.
You're more of a fitty than Britney Spears.
As is.
Anne Widdecombe is hotter than Amy Winehouse. Yeah. It doesn't make any... Actually, yeah.
And your mum.
What?
Your mum is hotter than them.
My mum is hotter than Britney Spears.
But
well,
I always
if you believe
knew,
this.
I always knew that.
Michelle... Oh, gross.
Do you fancy your mum?
No, I don't fancy my mum. I'm just saying...
You found her attractive.
No, I didn't say that at all. I just said...
She's hot.
If you are believing this survey, then she is hotter than all of the people we just mentioned, including Britney Spears...
I would agree with that.
...and Sarah Jessica Parker.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. Podcast.
Yep. Everyone's saying, yeah, it's true, Beth Ditto is hotter than Sarah Jessica Parker. Everyone's saying she looks like a foot, Sarah Jessica Parker. I think that's off a Family Guy. How can you look like a foot? I don't know what you mean.
No, I don't either.
I really do hope the papers were listening to that last link. Because in one link, you managed to say that Jo Wiley was one of the most full and attractive women in the whole of the UK, or the world?
No, I didn't
say
that.
In the world.
In the world, but I didn't say that.
And also that you fancy your mum.
I didn't say that. You said that.
No.
No.
Listen back to the tape, love.
Did I say, oh, hello, I'm Scott, I fancy my mum.
Oh, brilliant, well done. Well done. So, I think Jo Wiley might clip that. Don't you?
No.
Especially as you think she's in the top four ugliest women in the world.
I didn't say that. I love Jo.
That's what you've said.
She's got a lovely personality and she looks great. And she looks great.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Earlier, I spoke to a girl called Vicky. She's from Essex and she has a loose-lipped friend.
Hello.
Now, tell me who the person is who's the biggest gossip in your life.
It's my friend Debbie.
Your best friend?
One of them, yeah. She's the mouth of Essex.
How long have you known Debbie?
About 7 years.
Right, and tell me how she's blabbed in the past.
She's just a nightmare. Anything and everything you tell her, she will tell at least 1 to 5 people almost immediately.
Really?
Yeah.
What, on the phone or in person or what?
Either or, any way means that she can, basically.
Why can't she keep it to herself?
I don't think she means it to be horrible. She's just a natural gossip.
She loves it?
She loves it.
Can you think of one specific example where she's just been real loose-lipped?
Yeah, on one occasion, one of our girlfriends managed to get hold of one of our guy friends, and she actually had a boyfriend at the time as well.
And you all know each other?
We all know each other, yeah, and we all went out for a night out a few weeks later, and she managed to... I told her this in confidence and made sure that she didn't say anything to anyone, and by the end of the evening, everybody within our group, including the guy, the boyfriend that it involved, knew about it.
Oh, did they split up?
No.
But things weren't good for a while.
No, definitely not.
So you think she's going to fall for this today, do you?
Oh, so she will, within seconds, definitely.
Okay, right. So what are we going to tell her then? We need a bit of gossip that's made up.
I'm going to tell her that I had some work drinks at the weekend and I got very drunk and I ended up sleeping with my boss.
That's good gossip.
Yeah.
She won't be able to keep that in, will she?
She will not. She will crumble within seconds.
Have you got a boyfriend?
No.
Right, okay. But even so...
Yeah.
It's still your boss. It's not. That's not good, no. So, that was Vicky talking about her big mouth friend, Debbie. So I'm now going to play
Imagine if her boss tunes in halfway through this.
I know. Oh, well.
Or her boss's other half.
Yeah, true. Right, I'm going to play you what happened now when Vicky called Debbie with some fake info. Remember, she mustn't tell anyone.
Hello?
Hello, all right.
Hiya, you all right?
Yeah, not bad. What are you up to?
Watching a film.
Oh, are you? You're not working today, then?
Not till 6.
Oh, right.
You all right?
No, not really.
Why?
I got something really awful to tell you, Deb.
What?
You're never going to believe this. I feel so stupid about it.
What?
At the weekend, we had some drinks on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I got absolutely hammered. And you're never going to go, oh my God, I can't even believe this, I'm going to say it. You're never going to guess what's happened.
What?
I only slept with my boss. I know.
A man? Like,
yeah, well, of course a man.
I thought your boss was a woman.
No, that's my manager. I mean, my boss, the boss of the company.
Shut up.
I can't believe it, Deb. What if anyone finds out at work?
When was this?
Saturday. Don't say anything. Oh, I'm going to have to go, Deb, because my manager's got to out of a meeting. Listen, please don't say anything, though, Deb, please.
Well, all right. I'll ring you at 5 when you finish, yeah?
I'll ring you back later.
All right, then. Bye.
A man? Debbie did sound really interested in what she had to say then, didn't she?
I only slept with my boss. I know.
Shut up.
I can't believe it, Deb.
When was this?
Shut up. So, what do you reckon?
I think she will.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, we're going to get another of their mates. This is what we did, to call Debbie, the gossip. Will she blab? You think yes?
Definitely.
How long will it take her?
I'll say 30 seconds, because you have to get through that little chat first, don't you? So, 30, 35 seconds.
I'm watching a film. All right. Here it is, when one of their other friends, Emma, phones up Deb and tries to get the goss.
Hello.
Hello, Seb. You all right?
Hello. Hang on. Wait a minute.
What are you up to?
Watching a film.
Oh, yeah. You're not at work, then?
Not until 6.
No. Oh. Have you spoken to Vic today?
No, not yet. Why?
Oh, well, I spoke to her earlier. She sounds really upset.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was really... I don't know what's wrong with her, whether something's happened.
No, she sent a message saying, am I at work? And I said, no, and that was it.
Well, I don't know then. She was quite happy when I spoke to her yesterday.
She wasn't me at all.
Seb, are you sure she's not told you anything?
She ain't told me nothing, seriously.
Oh.
Was she really upset then?
Yeah, really upset. Oh, never mind. Well, I'll try her again later, I think.
All right then.
What time are you finishing?
12.
Oh, I won't call you later then.
I'll call you later.
I'll call you tomorrow.
All right then.
Okay, mate.
All right,
bye.
Then.
Bye.
There we are.
Wow.
Wow, I really thought she was going to blurt that all out.
I bet she's getting really fed up of all these calls interrupting her film.
I know. Do you like how the conversation completely mirrored each other? What are you doing? Watching a film. What time? Work.
Six.
But no, she wouldn't do it. See, it's not
fair
true.
Play to her.
It's not true what they say about Essex girls. She is a good friend. I'm disappointed. Radio 1 Podcasts. Okay, now it's time for Real or No Real. You can play along in the car or at home. I've got three stories, and some of them are real, some of them are made up. You tell me real or no real, okay? You ready for the first one? Okay. A couple get invited to a Halloween party, all right? But on the night, she feels a bit ill. So she says, well, you go by yourself, okay?
Yeah.
He dresses up as a bear.
What was that?
A bear.
I thought it was his tummy rumbling.
Right, so she's not really well. She goes to sleep.
Yeah.
And he goes off to the party. Like this. Hi there, come in to our Halloween party. Oh, there's some scary music on.
Oh, they've got a cauldron.
Having a nice time? I'm having a lovely time, thanks.
Okay.
I'm a bear. Anyway, so the party's going well. The wines are flowing.
Yeah.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab.
Then the wife wakes up, right?
Yes.
And she feels okay now.
Okay.
So she decides to go to the party, but she doesn't have a costume, and so dresses as a ghost.
She's got a deep voice, hasn't she?
Yeah, that's her. Whoa. Now, because her husband doesn't know what she's dressed as, she thinks she can spy on him at the party. See, that's typical of a girl. See, that's how their mind works.
You know,
that's
always conniving.
Always conniving. Anyway, she sees him flirting with some ladies
dressed as a bear.
Dressed as a bear,
right?
Hello, my darling. How are you? Etc.
Yeah.
More wine.
She's got a horn with him.
Can I have a little feel? Oh, thank you very much. So, she goes over there to him and starts seducing him. Hi there.
Right.
Hello, I'm a lady ghost.
With a deep voice.
I've got a very deep voice.
Yeah.
Right. So, one thing leads to another, and they go into the bedroom. Remember, he doesn't know who is dressed as
right.
the ghost.
So the okay? ghost has seduced the bear.
So that yeah, and they're just kind of in the, you know. They're in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, obviously one thing leads to another and... Yeah.
Okay.
Afterwards, she goes home and goes to bed. That's her snoring.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But since she wakes up, right, her husband comes in and she asks about his evening. And he says, oh, it was a bit dull. And she says, what, so you didn't meet anyone interesting? And he said, no, I played poker with the lads. I gave my bear costume to my dad to wear.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that real Or no real?
No real.
You think that's not real?
No real.
She didn't get off with the dad. What do you think, Laura?
I think it's real.
You think it's real?
Definitely.
You think she got jiggy with the dad?
Dressed as a bear.
Yeah.
I think you're saying that's real just because you're hoping this might happen with his dad.
I can tell you that it's no real.
Yeah.
Oh, I so wanted it to be.
Yeah, so
I
does
so
Laura.
Wanted it to be real. Right, I'm going to do some more in a minute, okay?
Does your dad have a bear costume?
I don't know.
I hope he does.
Oh, so gross.
She's got her ghost costume ready.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Gavin from Cornwall. How you doing?
I'm good. Gavin, how can I help?
Well, yeah, a bit gutted about that. I thought the Essex girl with the loose lips was going to win me some money. I just lost a quid on it.
You lost a quid?
Yes.
I like it that people are now betting on Scott's loose lips.
and huge sums.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big money. Oh, I'm sorry.
I got her boobs done.
It's not my fault, but I'm sorry.
Hey, no worries at all. I mean, I'll keep betting on it. You know, see if I can make some money.
Double or quits on the next one.
Get down William Hill.
All right. Exactly.
I don't think William Hill will be offering odds on it.
No. So,
no, probably not.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Ollie.
Hi, Ollie. How can I help?
I think she was just trying to get back to her film.
You wanted to get back to her film? I think she did. Otherwise, I think she would have been straight out with it, wouldn't she?
That's it. I mean, she was obviously wanting to gossip, but I think just the film was she was trying to... She kept getting interrupted all the time.
It was the second time she'd been interrupted, so you can understand it, really. Right, a few people were worried about what's happened here, so we did call them back and interrupted a film yet again. We got Vicky, the friend, to phone up Debbie, the gossip, just to reveal that maybe things weren't as they seemed.
I've got something to tell you.
What?
You know what I just told you about my boss?
Yeah.
Well, it was a complete made-up lie.
All right.
And I was just saying it to test you, to see how much of a good friend you were.
Debbie?
Yeah?
Hello, it's Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Hello.
Basically, we have this thing on my show where we test out people that are big gossips.
Oh, my God, I'm not a big gossip.
No, they call you the mouth of Essex.
I don't believe that. Oh, my God. I'm going to kill off.
Do you want to know something really funny? Who just walked through the door and caught me on the phone? My boss, the
yeah, good. Well, the one you supposedly slept with?
Yeah.
Some people are saying, well, maybe that she's called the mouth of Essex for some reason. I don't know why. That was Scott's Loose Lips on Radio 1. Thank you very much to Vicky and also to Debbie for being a good sport.
Podcast.
Okay, you ready for story two on real or no real? Okay,
yeah.
This is a new story from 2002. You ready?
Yeah.
Doctors are blaming a rare electrical imbalance in the brain for the bizarre death of a chess player whose head literally exploded in the middle of a championship game. No one else was hurt in the fatal explosion, but four players and three officials in Moscow were sprayed with brain matter.
Oh, do you have to? I've got a cup of tea on the go.
When Nikolai Titov's head suddenly blew apart.
No.
Experts say he suffered from a condition called hypercerebral electrosis, or HCE. He was deep in concentration with his eyes focused on the board, said his opponent, called Vladimir. All of a sudden, his hands flew to his temples and he screamed in pain. Everyone looked up from their games, startled by the noise. Then, as if someone had put a bomb in his cranium, his head popped like a firecracker. Imagine that.
Stop
so he was thinking so hard about his next move.
Serious game, chess.
Then his head blew up. Imagine it. There he is. Oh, what should I do? Move the bishop, or do I move the knight? Bishop or knight? The bishop or the knight? The bishop or the knight? Bishop or the knight? Oh, my head's exploded.
He wouldn't have been able to say. He wouldn't have been able to say the last bit.
No.
Good chess knowledge, though.
Thank
well
you.
Well done.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think that is real or no real?
Was he called again?
Nikolai Titov.
And his opponent?
Vladimir.
I think it's completely made up.
That story is... What do you think, Laura?
Well, sometimes when I think, my head hurts. So
your head's never exploded... Brain matter everywhere.
Right. I think it's true.
You think it's...
On the basis that your head hurts when you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
That story is no real, yeah. Surprisingly. There we are.
Did right. You make the names up?
No.
It sounds like it to
right,
me.
This one is... this one happened on Halloween, okay?
Okay.
It didn't, literally. But it is a story from South Africa.
All right.
Okay? From 1996. News story. For several months, our nurses have been baffled to find a dead patient in the same bed every Friday morning. A spokesman for the Palomi Hospital in South Africa told reporters there was no apparent cause for any of the deaths, and extensive checks on the air conditioning system and a search for possible bacteria infection failed to reveal any clues. However, further inquiries have now revealed the cause of these deaths. It seems that every morning, every Friday morning, a cleaner would come in the ward, remove the plug that powered the patient's life support system.
Not plug their floor polisher in or something.
Plug her floor polisher into the vacant socket and then go about her business. When she'd finished her chores, she would plug the life support machine back in and leave, unaware that the patient was now dead. She could, after all, not hear the screams and eventual death rattle over the whirring of her polisher. We're sorry and have sent a strong letter to the cleaner in question. The inquiry is now closed. So, I'm in the hospital. That's a noise of a hospital.
Mm.
And the cleaner comes in. I missed a bit. Unplugs it. Hang on, I've finished that now. Yeah. Oh. Oh no.
Ah. Stop that noise.
Okay. Ow, that really hurt,
didn't
it?
That does hurt.
Is that
I can't believe that. I think that's an urban myth.
Is that real or no real?
That can't be real.
Real.
You think that's... You think that's real, Laura?
Yeah. Sometimes... Oh, no, I'm not
going to
say that.
Were you going to criticise the Radio 1 cleaning team, then?
No.
Oh, okay. Sometimes when he plugs his Henry Hoover in out there, he unplugs the paper shredder. It's very similar.
I didn't say that.
Right, is that real or
it's not
no
real?
Real. That story is... Not real, but
she'll
it's good.
Anything.
I know she will. She really will. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1.